Bill Randall, 650. Dorothy S. Ma'am, the Axelwide and Peppermint Endurance Company, and Bashful Johnny C., home of the Grand Old Conglomeration, Fannie Hill University, and the Bathtub of the South. It's 7 o'clock. Good evening, and welcome to the fifth installment of our Blue Waters Bluegrass Tribute Series, in which we pay tribute to key figures in the history of bluegrass. Over the past several years, we've told the story of Bill Monroe, Hazel Dickens, the Stanley Brothers, and Doc Watson. And the goal of these shows is to educate, to celebrate, and to entertain. Over the past few years, this series has become one of the most popular and unique parts of our festival. Tonight, we celebrate the life of one of the most colorful figures in bluegrass, John Hartford. Hartford was a multi-talented musician, a riverboat captain, a witty and creative songwriter, both a band leader and a one-man showman, and one of the founders of both progressive country music and old-time string music revivalism. He was a prolific recording artist who issued no fewer than 33 albums in his lifetime and a huge influence on two generations of bluegrass. He was a wild tapestry of hippie and fierce traditionalist, suave Hollywood TV star and Nashville insider, Mark Twain-style raconteur and passionate historian, and always, always a kid in a candy store when it came to music. So let us now take a trip back to the good old days of John Hartford.